If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Fridays with the Magical Frangela, now available as a dessert topping and a podcast.
That's right.
Final word with Frangela on iTunes. I highly recommend it.
The final word.
Yeah. Can I tell you, wait a minute, I'm going to call an audible here. You really helped me this week because I don't know if you heard, but Chez Pazienza, our good friend of the Bob and Chez podcast, passed away last weekend of a drug overdose. And so and I was saying that's one of the places I go, the Bob and Chez podcast, to feel better about all this, like people say about you and me and all of us that are just trying to, you know, bring some light or sanity to what is really traumatizing an entire nation. And so, and Bob Seska did just the most beautiful, brave podcast, just saying goodbye to Chez.
Yeah.
Without him, obviously, this week. And so it was such a, now I know what people mean. So it was such a joy to be able to listen to you guys and just your joy and your infectious kind of, you know, positive nature and all that stuff. So I understand how it's like, and you keep saying this all the time so eloquently about passing the torch. You know, when you get too weary in the resistance, mm-hmm. pass it to someone else. When you can't take one more speech
That's
or
right.
press conference, you just rest a minute, let someone else get it.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so we all got to, I'm going to start crying again, but we got to, you know, carry the torch for Chez. Yeah.
It's really hard, you know, like, and I've heard from psychiatrists, you know, that I know.
He had my best friend on yesterday, psychologist.
Yeah. About their patient, like literally the rise in people needing medication at the level that, and they don't like to just give that out. You know?
Right.
And
right.
so, and needing the therapy sessions are just full of this fear. And when I think about, and this shame and all this pain, and truly you do have to take care of you.
Yeah.
And so it is okay to skip some news one day and let tell your friends, be like, look, I can't today. So will you catch me up on Wednesday? You know, and listen to these shows and the shows that, like your show, obviously, Stephanie, that makes us, that there's some happiness and some joy, and remember that you're not alone.
That's right,
you are not alone.
But there was a story in the LA Times that we just had my best friend who's a psychologist, Wanda, who I think you've met on,
wonderful,
just saying that therapists are comparing it to after 9/11. We are a nation traumatized. We are people that are already struggling with depression or substance abuse or having a worse time. I got a bunch of beautiful letters. Hugh said, Mama, hearing the opening of your show Monday, my heart broke with you upon hearing the senseless passing of Chez. I joked in my email last week about the hellscape we inhabit today, but it truly is a hell on earth. Some people are too fragile for it. You said it best with the phrase pointless cruelty.
Yes.
Which seems to be the point of this administration.
Yes. Absolutely.
As liberal helpers, it's often difficult to conceive of those for whom cruelty is not pointless, or to conceive of those for whom the cruelty is deliberately harmful and they derive pleasure from the suffering of others. Though you are submerged in this, you're not alone in it. We have your back, your front, a hand up if needed, two big shoulders to cry on. We love you, Mama. We extend a comforting embrace during this sad and difficult time. Don't ever stop being the chick that cries on the radio. I'm just like, I could if I wanted to.
I know, right?
Yes, the fragile humanity of the brilliant Chez Pazienza is something to shed tears over. We must not lose our tears or our humanity. God bless all of those who are hurt by the loss of sweet Chez. Much love, Hugh. But that's the point, is to try to not to lose your humanity and get, because you find yourself getting angry and getting, and you don't want to go there.
That's right.
I mean, there's righteous anger, but I think that, because if this hadn't been personal before, now it's personal.
Yeah. They literally were talking about from everything from Jewish cemeteries being desecrated and you know, being, you know, constant racist attacks and threats. I'm reading about another, you know, racist, LGBT community under attack in North Carolina. Like, there's a lot happening, and it hurts.
Yeah.
It is okay to find some place to laugh. It really, and you
absolutely
need to.
And you have to.
It's almost necessary.
And you have to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, self-care is really important.
Yeah.
We use you too. Like, it makes us feel better.
Right.
Like, that's the thing. Like, people write to us, and I'm so grateful. We were so grateful and honored to have people to say such lovely things. But the truth is, we're also stealing your joy.
Yeah.
We're stopping off of your love and good energy.
Right.
It is so nice to wake up and read those things.
Yeah. So please give Bob Seska your support. He's going to continue the podcast because Chez would haunt him if he didn't. And he is so talented. And, you know, so there's that, and there's Frangela's new podcast, and there's our show, and there's places to go to realize that you're not taking crazy pills. Okay.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
No, we see it.
Yeah, but it does feel that way.
Yeah. You're like, Kurt writes, Steph, you may be a hypocrite if you said Hillary deserved prison for emails, but Pence emails was no biggie. Said Hillary deserves prison for Benghazi, but are okay with vets dying in Yemen under Trump for no reason. Said Hillary's a liar, but Sessions didn't clarify what he meant about a meeting with Russia. Said Bill Clinton's an immoral, cheating pig, but Trump is great, and it was a long time ago, and he didn't mean it.
Right.
Thank you.
I mean, it's incredible.
It's incredible.
These people, you have to, it is such an interesting thing to look at people actively confabulate, actively make up a lie and believe it as they say it.
Yeah.
Like, right. It's a psychological term. It's like people, and I think Trump is one of those people, you know, the minute he says the lie, it becomes true for him.
Yeah.
You know, so true, in fact, that I know he'd pass a lie detector test.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he can change. I've counted, there's usually about 3 to 7 words between him saying the exact opposite thing.
Yeah. He's a crazy conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. I mean,
the fact that he's like, oh, it's probably liberals trying to make me look bad with the anti-Semitic attacks rather than actual anti-Semitic.
Because, you know, there's no evidence of people committing racist acts in the United States of America.
No,
not in the
never,
hundreds of
ever.
Years. No, that doesn't happen. But what they're, have you ever heard?
Yeah.
Of a single instance of a group of progressives desecrating anything.
Yeah.
And we're trying to blame it on the Republic. Like, y'all don't do enough racist stuff.
What he really, really doesn't want to hear, which is the truth, is that people are committing these crimes in his name.
Yeah.
They're and shouting his
they're
name.
Bolstered, saying, yes. They're bolstered by his presence to do these things.
No, because if he had any... Obama, when Henry Louis Gates Jr. got arrested on his porch.
On his front door.
Yeah.
Obama brought the racist cop down with Henry Louis Gates Jr. and we had the beer talk. The beer summit.
Beer gate.
This president has totally invigorated the racism, the xenophobia, and not only does he not take responsibility for every phobia,
right.
He won't take responsibility for it, but his response is, I have Jewish grandchildren.
Yeah. Right. The moral licensing.
You know what? Strom Thurmond had a black family.
Right.
Okay.
And he's always, I love that he always has to go the extra, I'm the least anti-Semitic person you ever, I'm the ever. Least racist. You know, maybe not actually the least.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know,
like second or third. Maybe.
Yeah.
I always feel like whenever somebody has to tell you about themselves, they actually aren't that thing.
No.
Like, if somebody says to you, you know what, because this has actually happened to us before. We have a friend of ours who's working, who was on a show with us, who's like, I believe, and I'm in loyalty, I'm going to back you on everything, because I'm here for you. First time we had a vote, he voted against us. And I was like, see, there's the lesson.
Yeah.
When somebody tells you something about themselves like that, it's not true.
Well, we've said it before. You know who doesn't have to say they're not racist all the time? People that are not actually racist.
That's right.
No.
You know who doesn't have to start a sentence with, I'm not racist, but? People that are not actually racist.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you say, if the beginning is, I'm not racist, but, then just stop talking.
Right, just stop.
That's the, because it
nothing
is.
Good's gonna
nothing
good's
going to
come.
Nothing, no. The end of that sentence is just a problem.
One thing I do know, it takes a lot, is, you know, for me to turn against a liberal black man.
Come on,
WTF with Van Jones.
No, this is, girl, hallelujah. How much am I
what
have?
Is going on?
This is in the Daily News. Why everyone hates CNN's Van Jones.
Yeah.
We're just not that into him anymore. The big media career of Van Jones has come crashing down.
I thought, again,
I didn't even think this was a partisan thing. It was a, I watched that moment and I was so disgusted, as were most vets that watched him exploit this Navy SEAL's widow, and then take credit for the applause break and say how happy the dead SEAL would be about how long his applause break was.
Yeah. And which he then, earlier today, blamed on the military.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That day. When Van Jones, I'm thinking, I was watching the Mockingjay. I think maybe he was hot. They got some Tracker Jacker venom.
Okay.
And hijacked him. Like in the Mockingjay, when they hijacked Peter.
Right.
And they changed his mind up.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because we got to backtrace his steps before he said that crazy.
Right.
Where was he for the 18 hours before that? Because that's when it happened.
Well, you know what? Here's my thing. Let me tell you something, Boo Van Jones.
Oh, my God.
I understand you got a show, and it
and
feels
you
good.
Keep it.
And you want to keep it. But you know what? You cannot trade who you are for that piece of real estate.
That's right.
I mean, to say that's the moment he became president, that's the moment he became a more vile, disgusting piece of than he was before that moment.
I had to keep looking. Go, Van Jones. Is there another Van Jones? Call Francis. Like, is there another Van Jones on CNN?
Exactly.
Who's like an idiot?
Exactly.
Like, is there another one?
I thought I was a former NSA analyst. John Schindler reacted in horror Tuesday after seeing Trump exploit Karen Owens, the wife of slain Chief Petty Officer William Ryan Ohms. He tweeted, anyone who saw the faces of the Joint Chiefs tonight when the camera hit them knows exactly what the U.S. military thinks of Trump. Someone else tweeted, I like to call it resting military coup face.
That's great.
That is awesome.
That's resting military
coup face. No, they do look like, when you look at them, if you see stone face and these like kind of like offbeat applause, just like
Well, I mean, but he also tweeted, if watching POTUS publicly exploit Chief Owen's grieving widow didn't make your skin crawl, I worry about you as an American human. And then he also tweeted, so the generals got Chief Owens killed, but let's spotlight the widow on live TV. Has Stockholm Syndrome overtaken the whole country?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you remember that when there were hurricanes and flooding, and Obama, you know, the state, was it North Carolina or South Carolina, where they had the flood, and they said, please don't come because we have enough problems. We don't want you. And they critiqued the president for that. And Donald Trump sent Play-Doh or whatever. Yeah, he came and gave out some Play-Doh or something.
Yeah. Right.
I'm saying that anytime Obama did anything, they said he was exploiting it for partisan purposes.
Yep.
When the things that presidents normally do,
right,
go to the families of wounded, you know, fallen soldiers and all that.
Right.
But when Trump does it in the middle of a speech.
Yeah.
Right. When the raid is under investigation.
Yeah.
For being incredibly botched and ill-advised.
Yeah. When his father, the Navy SEAL's father.
Thank you.
Is calling for an investigation.
That's right.
And I don't blame his widow.
No.
Because
she's going through
some stuff. And I don't know what you do when you've just lost the person you love and the president wants you to come and honor him. I don't know what you do in that situation, but accept it, you know.
And then looking at Ivanka, the woman is pouring tears, talking to her dead husband.
Oh,
and Ivanka's looking over her like, if I touch you, I'm going to catch Poe.
Like, who doesn't put an arm, a hand on a
and
somebody
what's with
when
the bare shoulder?
No!
Dress when Michelle Obama couldn't wear a sleeveless dress.
I know.
Remember?
But when she does that, she's a millennial
in her mind. I mean, she said that, first of all, cut back on the Botox because you need to have an expression.
Yes.
You really need to have some kind of ability. At least don't hit the mouth area so hard so you can frown and be like, oh, I'm sad when you're not. And you can't catch, civic responsibility isn't a disease. You won't catch it if you touch somebody who has some.
John Schindler also tweeted, I have sympathy for Trump voters who got scammed. It happens. Got none for D.C. right-wing pundits who want to pretend that Trump just isn't Trump.
Yeah.
I
can't. You know, Sean Hannity had the nerve to say that nobody's ever said anything bad about Michelle. No Republicans have ever said anything bad about
Michelle Obama.
I immediately pull up the article of five different Republicans comparing her to an ape.
Right.
And calling her a man. It's like y'all lie on yourselves on a daily basis.
Right. And she's not classy because she wore a really classy sleeveless dress. And there's bare shoulders. Melania's in some sequin, I don't know, Joan Collins outfit from
Dude,
Dynasty.
Kellyanne
Conway's on the couch of the...
Oh, my God.
Like she had a slumber party. Yes. Like she had a slumber party writing in the slam book.
With her feet on the couch.
I'm like, where you live? What kind of barn were you raised in?
I mean, I hate to respect Trump, but when the president stands, everybody stands.
Yeah, thank you, Martin Sheen.
That's what
when the actual president was in office, Martin Sheen.
Mm-hmm. That's what you do. And also, with the black people don't deserve no focus.
No.
With all the HBCU presidents in there, and given how you treated in regard to black people, you should be on your feet and not your shoes off on
Well, she was at a really hard Candy Crush level, and I understand. Level 376 takes full focus.
It does.
It really does. And
you didn't get off of that without...
I had to look up cheat rules. I had to look up...
And you had to spend $20.
I did. I bought my way out that level.
Scott Rosen wrote real quick, remember back when the campaign, when there was one day, that might have been during a debate, when Citrus Caligula didn't step on his... or say it's fun to rape a nun, and everyone in the press said he was almost presidential, that he'd become worthy of presidential adjectives. Remember that day? Well, if Donald John Trump were actually in any way, shape, or form presidential, that would have continued for more than 4 hours into the next day. It didn't. He's the same guy. He's still spectacularly incompetent, dumber than a damp dish rag, as self-serving as your average newborn opossum, and as easily manipulated by evil associates as Othello, but with none of the charisma. No corner was turned yesterday, but I bet several dozen were cut.
Woo!
Damn!
Shade!
Thank you.
Shade!
Thank you.
Ooh, all you in the shade.